Welcome to the debate. Imagine you're driving this, high-performance sports car in a totally unfamiliar city.
Okay, I'm picturing it.
And your GPS just suddenly loses its map data. The engine purrs, you have a full tank of gas, but without knowing exactly where you are or where you're going, driving faster just gets you, well, hopelessly lost.
Yeah, dangerously lost.
Exactly. And that is precisely the reality Andrew Cokes describes in his new piece on the Clarity Imperative. B2B organic traffic has dropped a staggering 27% year over year.
Which is a massive hit.
It's huge. And with 4 in 10 product queries now starting directly in AI interfaces, the digital map has basically been completely redrawn. So my stance today is that before you do any marketing execution, you need deep foundational clarity. You have to know exactly who your business is for and, honestly, who it isn't for.
Right. And while I appreciate the need for corporate soul searching, I'd argue that adapting to the technical reality of answer engine optimization, or AEO, is the absolute urgent priority right now. I mean, if the machine can't see you, the buyer can't either.
Let me explain why that internal work actually has to come first, though. AI didn't invent generic, boring marketing content, but it absolutely industrialized it.
Oh, for sure. The friction to publish is practically gone.
Right. It's effectively zero now. So your only real defense is what Cokes calls a brand bedrock. You need absolute specificity. Specifically, a sacrifice statement that details the exact revenue your company will explicitly walk away from.
Wait, hold on. A sacrifice statement?
Yes.
Why would deliberately turning away money make an AI like ChatGPT or Claude actually prefer your brand?
Because of how large language models actually work. I mean, they are essentially prediction engines trained on patterns, right? If your website says, we help all businesses grow, you look mathematically identical to a million other generic sites.
Right, you're just background noise.
Exactly. But if your sacrifice statement dictates you only serve, say, mid-market cold storage logistics companies, you create a highly specific, dense data cluster.
Ah, I see what you mean.
Yeah, the AI maps you directly to that niche because your constraint is actually what makes you distinguishable.
Okay, that's a compelling argument. But have you considered the sheer speed of this market transition?
I have, but...
Because analyst Peter Ryan points out that AI discoverability is literally the new website. It's the baseline requirement just to exist in the modern economy. And you're talking about spending, what, 6 to 8 weeks doing deep internal alignment?
It takes time, yes.
Crafting a conviction memo with a leadership team arguing over every comma? I'm sorry, but I just don't buy that. Let me tell you why.
Go ahead.
The window for building an AI visibility advantage is closing in the next 12 to 18 months. Once these models lock in their preferred authoritative sources, unseating them will be incredibly difficult. If you pause execution to philosophize, you just lose your seat at the table.
I see why you think that, but let me give you a slightly different perspective. Jumping into execution without that clarity is actually making the problem much worse.
How so?
Well, we are seeing a boom in fractional CMOs selling pure technical execution. But applying AEO without strategic clarity is like building a high-speed rail network with no destination. You're just laying incredibly efficient tracks to nowhere.
But laying those tracks is what actually matters to the machine right now.
Is it, though? If you feed generic messaging into an AI ecosystem, you are literally just scaling your own ambiguity.
Yes, but AI models need structured FAQ schemas. They need code that tells the AI exactly what questions your page answers. They require what we call entity clarity.
Just to pause and clarify for everyone, when you say entity clarity, you mean making sure the AI mathematically categorizes exactly what specific type of business we are?
Exactly. The machine synthesizes information based on structure. If a competitor is technically optimized, meaning they fed the AI clear schemas and structured data, today they will take your spot in the answer engine.
Even if they're completely generic?
Yes, even if your internal brand bedrock is theoretically deeper.
Well, that's an interesting point, though. I would frame it differently.
Okay.
You're assuming technical optimization alone can hold that spot. But look at Forrester's 2026 prediction. They say trust is the ultimate B2B currency.
Sure, trust matters.
It's everything. AI synthesis models aren't just parsing structured code, they are searching for highly specific, citable evidence to give their users confident answers.
Right, which goes back to having that data easily readable for the machine.
But it has to be real data, born from deep clarity. If you claim you reduce clinic no-show rates by 34%, the AI cites that. It's a hard fact.
Okay, fair point.
But if you vaguely claim to, you know, improve patient outcomes, the AI ignores it. You cannot fake specific evidence through technical SEO tricks.
No, I suppose not.
Right. So if you haven't done the deep work to unearth exactly what makes you uniquely valuable, your AEO strategy is just an empty shell.
Well, we both certainly agree that the traditional search playbook of keyword stuffing and 10 blue links is dead. AI synthesis is the absolute new reality.
We definitely do. But we remain fundamentally divided on the immediate remedy. I stand by the necessity of excavating deep internal strategic clarity first, so the AI actually has something true and distinct to synthesize.
And I maintain that aggressively securing technical AI discoverability, putting up your digital flare before the market window closes, is the necessary triage to survive.
We will leave that conclusion to you, the listener. We highly encourage you to dive deeper into the source material.
Absolutely.
Because as we navigate this massive shift, one thing is certain. Driving a million miles an hour without knowing your destination is a very dangerous game.